Charles Pratt one Christmas day before World War I. For all his life he was in a war that couldn't be won. He'd never complain or fight back or shout at a society that had rejected and spat him out. Lived in a society where everyone hid, but he wore more makeup than Boy George with purple paint on his eyelids. They called him a queer, a puff and a bender in those dark days, but he just smiled at them, for he cared not for praise. At home in Sutton there was tension in the air. His father said, "You look like a whore with your red hair. And why don't you like girls, son?" So a male prostitute he would become, working the dark streets of Soho by gaslight, servicing the straights who'd come out only at night, and they'd go home and close their closet doors. They'd come out again when they needed more. He laughed in the face of men's aggression caused by their sexual oppression, with his blood on their fists and on the boots of the queer macho ape-man brutes. The queer bashers would punch and kick him black and blue, showing they were real men, they said, not like you. There was never one, always a few attackers. There's no one more gay than a queer basher. There's no one more gay than a queer basher. Quentin Crisp is gone, but his legacy of spirit lives on. Quentin Crisp is gone, but his legacy and spirit lives on. He became a nude model in a government school, the naked civil servant they called you. You then took yourself and that wiggle when you walked, and flew too and became an Englishman in New York. You moved into the Chelsea, but it wasn't fancy. You were there when Sid Vicious killed Nancy, but you loved Manhattan's cosmopolitan air, and when you died your ashes were scattered there. You lived through a storm, a hurricane. You never complained or showed your pain. Oscar Wilde would have been full of pride to have stood in the rain by your side. Without him today, you wouldn't be free to live your life openly, to love who you love without fear, and celebrate your pride in being queer. Quentin Crisp is gone, but his legacy and spirit lives on.